In all these valleys, and particularly on top of the hill over to your right at Blakemore Gate, remains of miners' squatter cottages are visible. These were built on common land. Reputedly, if a chimney could be built overnight and a fire lit by dawn, the family could build a cottage and claim a small acreage around it. Some of these old sites are important meadows with interesting species of plants, such as mountain pansy, growing amongst the grass. The Romans are reputed to have extracted lead and small amounts of silver between Shelve and Hope in an area now known as Roman Gravels. Lead pigs, or ingots, have been found in this area stamped with Emperor Hadrian's mark. Henry II derived part of his income from this area, but most of the mining activity took place during the 1800s. The road winds down into Snail Beach Village, and as it rises up again on the left, behind a high stone wall, is Snail Beach Methodist Chapel, a handsome stone building in a style typical of the borders.
You can explore the whole of the Snail Beach site following well-marked footpath. There is a small exhibition and other information explaining the history of the mines and the people who lived and worked in them. There are toilets at the village hall. Where the path leads to the Snail Beach mine buildings, there were large white refuse tips of Berytes. These have been reworked and planted, whilst the mine buildings and shallow workings have been stabilised in an award-winning scheme. A tall brick chimney, among the complex of buildings, has the date 1881 on it. The lead mines ceased work in 1911, but Berytes was mined here until 1947.
Beyond the Snail Beach mines, the road climbs Lord's Hill, Mary Webb's God's Little Mountain, to Lord's Hill Chapel, which features in Mary Webb's Gone to Earth. Many local people appeared in the film of this book, made in 1949, with the film star Jennifer Jones taking the lead. In the graveyard, you can still see where the filmmakers built a baptismal pool. One tombstone there tells of the tragic death of Arthur Wardman in the mining disaster of George's Shaft in 1895, when the cable holding the miners' cradle snapped, dropping the unfortunate miners to their deaths.